Omayanjananjana salakaya chaksur milintam yena tasmai shri gurve namaha namo vishnu padme sarvadesha mate bhakti namaste saraswati deve gauravani pucharane nirvishesha shrimadi paskadyade satara. Happy to be here on this auspicious occasion of the appearance of His Holiness Srila Raghunath Maharaj. Raghunath Maharaj is noted to be a devotee who especially doesn't want to criticize anyone and wants to praise everyone. Every advanced devotee within our society has their characteristics by which they're appreciated. And certainly Raghunath Maharaj is appreciated for his humility, being non-critical, and being enthusiastic to encourage others in devotional service. Actually, when we see any advanced devotee, then we should understand that what we're actually perceiving is the soul desiring to be utilized as an instrument in Krishna service, and therefore becoming a transparent medium. And whatever his particular circumstances, he's appeared in this world, and Krishna is utilizing that body, that mind, those words in Krishna service. Therefore, it says, Drishtai Svabhava Pranitara Bhaktos Chidoshara, that one should not see the devotee, especially the devotee who is engaged in preaching the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the material point of view. That one should actually try to see how the devotee is being utilized as an instrument for Krishna to spread Krishna consciousness. We should understand that, as it says, Acharyamam Vijaniyam Nanavarmana Karichit Nanyamanyate Karichit Nasarva Buddha Deva Bhuteshu Sarva Deva Maya Guru. That one should understand that the Acharya is my very self. So when we're referring to Acharya, we're referring to, in proportion to our surrender to Krishna, and to proportion our sincere desire to be utilized as an instrument for the previous Acharyas, then Krishna is actually manifesting the service of the devotee. And although we may not be perfectly situated on the transcendental platform 24 hours a day, we should know what we do see as the devotional service of the devotee is actually the direct mercy of our previous Acharya, especially Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada had an intense desire to spread Krishna consciousness as much as he had an intense desire to be Krishna conscious, to serve Krishna. One who connects with the previous Acharyas through their message, both hearing the message, understanding the message, and then putting that message into practice through both sadhana, practical example, and especially by preaching and encouraging others to become Krishna conscious. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks, Yari Deka Tarika Krishna Upadesh Amara Aga Guruhana Taridesh. And whoever you meet, you should try to give them the message of Krishna. So the message of Krishna is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's all attractive, and we should try to love Him. And by loving Krishna as much as we love Him, naturally we'll develop love for everyone and everything as they're related to Krishna. So Raghunath Maharaj is certainly noted as a devotee within our society who is trying to love everyone, especially the devotees, and encourage them to take up the practice of Krishna consciousness. So this is certainly being empowered by Srila Prabhupada and our Acharyas to do that. And Lord Krishna says that When we see that going on, we should honor that as the direct manifestation of Krishna's potency and his mercy. The more we can appreciate that and follow that example, the more we'll become encouraged to help others understand that they're also Krishna's servant. And if we hear the instructions from the previous acharyas, try to understand them to the best of our ability and put them into practice to spread the Krishna consciousness movement and to participate in ourselves, then we'll also develop the feelings, or we'll develop the understanding that everyone is related to Krishna in some way, and that everyone has the potential to revive their loving relationship with Krishna, and therefore be loved by Krishna and be loved by all Krishna's devotees. We need examples within our society, in this age of Kali, where everyone is very critical and fault-finding is very prevalent. We certainly appreciate examples such as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who's trying to do the exact opposite, and appreciate all the devotees, try to help the innocent become devotees, and teach us how to love Krishna and our previous acharyas. Hare Krishna.
Foremost leaders in this kind of society, and are you still in charge of this kind of health march, of the health ministries, as well as you just recently read a paper where he was part of a committee that discusses Babylon lines of authority, and that was just released by the GPC. So he's involved with several different aspects of progress in our society, and we thank him very much. He had just given a couple of wonderful seminars on Ayurveda, as well as wonderful lectures that we have every morning. We hope he can come back and inspire us more. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you.
I'd like to request anyone who would like to make their offerings at this time.